You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Michigan cities age and population shrink, some believe demolishing abandoned buildings is essential to reviving these cities and stabilizing the neighborhoods. Take Detroit, for instance. One estimate puts the number of buildings set to be demolished at 10,000. But amidst the tearing down, is there room to preserve historic structures? How do we determine what should be torn down and what's worth rescuing and restoring? To help answer those very questions, Preservation Detroit and the Michigan Historic Preservation Network have just wrapped up a survey of six historic areas in Detroit, hoping to bring a preservationist point of view to decisions about blight and demolition. Emily Evans is a preservation specialist with the Michigan Historic Preservation Network. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, let's start with the fact that there is a major undertaking in Detroit right now aimed at tapping into $100 million worth of federal dollars available from the Hardest Hit Fund. And that money is intended for foreclosure prevention assistance. So can you tell us just how that ties into demolition and then specifically preserving historic structures?
Sure. So $100 million came to Michigan from the Hardest Hit Funds. $52 million of that, the lion's share, came to Detroit specifically. The idea with Hardest Hit Funds is that it's to prevent foreseeable foreclosures. That's sort of the terminology there. And the idea is that by strategically demolishing in stable and transitional neighborhoods, key neighborhoods, that you are stabilizing the property values of adjacent property owners as well as the block and the neighborhood, and you're preventing those owners who might otherwise be tempted to walk away from their properties.
I totally get that. So you're trying to put the brakes on that slide that inevitably happens as more and more people abandon their properties.
That's right. And those properties quickly fall into disrepair, as Michigan winters show us, is quite possible really quickly.
I understand that hardest hit funds cannot be used in designated historic districts, but there are eligible historic districts on the chopping block?
That's absolutely right. So when the $100 million came to Michigan, MISHDA determined that designated historic districts, those that are listed on the National Register of Historic Places, were not eligible for demolition within those neighborhoods, those districts. However, eligible historic districts are determined to be historic, and they are identified by the State Historic Preservation Office as being eligible for the National Register, but they're not yet listed. They're not yet designated.
So they could be fair game for demolition.
That's correct.
So the idea then is let's take a survey of these eligible historic districts to see what's worth saving and what's worth letting go?
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, demolition is a necessary part of what's going on in Detroit and in cities across Michigan and in cities across the nation. There are certainly buildings in Detroit that are a hazard to the community and that are troublesome and need to come down. However, not everything that's vacant is blighted, and it's an important distinction to make. So our survey aims to survey, and actually as of this last weekend, we have completed our survey.
Been hard at work.
As of this weekend, we have surveyed nearly 19,000 properties. And the idea behind our survey was to ask four key questions that are sort of specific to a preservation perspective. And what this information, what these results are going to be used for, is to help decision makers make intelligent, smart, well-rounded decisions about where demolition should take place.
So what were the four criteria?
So the four questions we asked in the field were, what is the architectural integrity of this property? How much is this property in keeping with neighborhood character? Taking a little bit of a macro view and saying, how intact is this block? And then, does this building warrant further research? In other words, a flag question. Is this a little bit more of a unique property that needs a little bit more investigation?
So the idea was these volunteers have combed through these six areas. And what are the areas that they're going through?
The six target areas are Grandmont Rosedale, UDM Mary Grove, North End, Southwest, Jefferson Chalmers, and Morningside / East English Village. And within those six districts, there are a number of, or six target areas rather, there are a number of eligible historic districts within them.
How much weight will that ruling have, do you think, with the decision makers who are going to decide what gets torn down?
So I want to be clear that we're not making those recommendations. As we mentioned, we're giving them that data layer. We're saying, like, here's a layer of information to help you make those decisions. And that's going to be compiled with other data layers, USPS data, arson data, water data, things like that. But we're confident that our partners and our colleagues at the Detroit Land Bank Authority, the Detroit Blight Task Force, and others are going to take our results seriously and are going to use them as a weight in weighing their decision.
Talk about targeted demolition versus scattered demolition. What's the difference, and how does targeted demolition help neighborhoods in the city?
Well, as the hardest hit funds are intended to do, you know, targeted demolition can take a severely deteriorated property that really is likely to have lost a lot of its architectural integrity, perhaps as a burned out shell, you know, all mm-hmm. of these kind of stereotypical buildings that we hear about and see that really are detracting from, you know, the neighborhood's way of life and quality of living. And you know, targeting those properties is key to stabilizing that neighborhood. But what our goal is hopefully to keep blocks that are intact intact. People want to live where there's a density, where there's a sense of community. People don't necessarily, you know, want to relocate, you know, into Detroit, into a sort of thinner neighborhood necessarily.
All pockmarked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a sense of integrity and cohesion that comes with an intact block.
Why does preservation matter so much? This is clearly something you speak with lots of passion and it's from your heart. Why does it matter so much?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'll speak for Detroit first. And in my opinion, Detroit is full of architectural character. It is full of just interesting buildings and interesting history. And our historic built environment helps us tell the story of not just who we were and who we are, but really informs who we can become. And so, you know, our historic buildings really matter in neighborhood identity, community identity, and really city identity moving forward. So again, just because it's vacant doesn't mean it's blighted. And there are plenty of historic properties that are sitting vacant that we need to think more long term about. They're going to be key in helping our neighborhoods and our city move forward. And they deserve to see a new life come back into them.
And this is really lessons that can be applied all over Michigan.
Absolutely. I mean, Michigan's architectural character is stellar.
Emily Evans, a preservation specialist with the Michigan Historic Preservation Network and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.